I would like to begin with just two brief stories. There were a bunch of high school kids who were being a little reckless in a car. And one of their friends was just talking and talking and talking. They were driving, not paying attention. And the person who was so talkative fell out of the car. So when a police officer pulled them over a mile down the road, he said, "Didn't you notice that your friend fell out of the car?" And they said, "No, we thought we were just going deaf." This brief story tells us how often we can throw out the baby with the bathwater. When we can misunderstand something so much that we don't care about each other. The second brief story is one I have repeated over the course of this year many times. St. Thomas Aquinas had a dream and God said, "You are a wonderful person. Whatever you want, I will give you. What is your desire?" And the saint responded, and think carefully, those who have not heard this story, what would you ask for? St. Thomas said, "Lord, I want you." Christ is the gift. Jesus, our Savior, is the gift of Christmas. You are both the gift and the dream to everyone you know. Everything else is decoration and clutter and so many things that when you are dead, people will throw away. That is why on this Christmas Eve, although it may sound very harsh what I just said, it is important to remember and to value that how often in the Divine Liturgy, the Mass, we respond and say, "Let us offer ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our Lord." And we respond, "Lord, have mercy." And mercy is that Hebrew word chesed, which we repeat throughout the word, which is that covenantal love that Christ wants us to enter into. Because Christmas is both a proposition and an offer. I am your Savior, and I can save you if you wish, if you desire. I can forgive you, desire and wish to forgive you if you wish. We have to open that gift by giving our hearts and our lives to the Lord. In the mystical tradition of the Christianity from the beginning, this is the goal. Never be confused by the things you own and the things that are given to you from the people that you love and the person that you are. Because although we give rings and flowers and chocolates and many gifts, we should never be distracted that you, each one of you, is that gift that God desires and God wants us to desire Him also. All the other things are both symbols and often poor substitutes that delight us for a while but have no power of lasting joy. So today, on Christmas, Christ gave us Himself. We offer ourselves to Him. He will never leave us. We have to always look for Him. The wise men said, "Where is Jesus, King of the Jews?" In Bethlehem. And then later on, where was Jesus, King of the Jews? On the cross. And they wrote that on His cross. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And finally, When the myrrh-bearing woman and the apostles came looking for Jesus in the tomb, the angel said, "He is risen, he is not here." This is to remind us, when we find God, we should look for him in living, joyful memories and joyful situations. May God give you the power to value all the people in your life, to value yourself and offer ourselves and one another to Christ our Lord. Христос рождається.